Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello, and welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen Heaney. You're currently using a local NYC AM radio news station as my happy audio, celebrating apple crisp season because pies suck and apple crisp is the bomb. And if I sound strange, I'm trying out podcasting with my new Invisalign on friend.
And I'm Bethany Watson, your oversized black sweatshirt wearing, oversized black combat boots wearing. I just got new oversized black sunglasses. I'm so excited, friend.
And every week, Bethany and I get together to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're talking about
how to sound and feel more confident by changing the way you say things.
Oh.
It's not a spooky or dark topic, but I'm going to make it spooky and dark because I found myself speaking pretty negatively about like my outlook on things. And so I'm going to actively change the way I speak, and I'm going to help you do the same.
Isn't this The Secret?
It's a little bit like The Secret.
You know, that movie was like kind of terrible good, the one with Katie Holmes.
Wait, it was a movie?
Yeah, Bethany, they made The Secret into a movie.
I thought it was just that sort of documentary that Oprah talked about and which I own on VHS and love.
I've never seen that version, but a couple of years ago, probably 2 years ago, Katie Holmes' movie came out where she's like a down on her luck single mother and she meets this guy who teaches her The Secret and then everything is like happily ever after.
Wait. The Secret, Katie Holmes, came out 2020, The Secret, Dare to Dream.
Bethany, it's so bad that it's good.
Jerry O'Connell's in it.
Yep, sure is.
Kathleen, what are you talking about today?
I am talking about how to be a super succinct vacation packer.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Am I really speaking like so weird? Do I need to pop my teeth out?
No, not at all.
Really? Okay. Uh-uh.
So before we started recording, I suddenly looked at you as like, do you have braces?
Yeah.
Because you're across the table from me and there's some microphone stands in the way, so I can't fully see you, but your teeth just look shiny.
Yes, very shiny. I got Invisalign on Halloween Day.
Okay.
Which was a great time to go because there are no children getting their braces on Halloween.
No, absolutely not. So why do you have Invisalign?
Because I have jaw issues.
Yeah.
My bite align is totally off. It's been giving me headaches and sinus problems. And also I had some shifting during the pandemic and I was like my bottom teeth. And I was really afraid to go to my orthodontist to like get ahead of it because I was afraid to open my mouth around any doctor. Right?
Yeah, completely.
And so now I have Invisalign for the next 40 weeks.
Okay.
And it is not so bad so far.
But you have rubber bands.
I have rubber bands. I took them off right now. The rubber bands is what helps the jaw. But you said that you think I look really good with Invisalign.
Yeah, you do.
And now I'm just going to wear it all the time.
You look great. You look like an emoji because your mouth is open so wide. You look like the you look like the smile emoji.
I'll tell you what. Usually my mouth is like comically small, so maybe I'll start practicing like this bigger mouth look.
Yeah.
But I'm opening my mouth so wide because the two brackets that hold the rubber bands, they're causing calluses on the side of my cheeks.
Okay, so the brackets are on the Invisalign or on the tooth itself?
They're on the tooth itself.
So how does the Invisalign fit over the bracket?
It pops into some of the brackets are under the Invisalign, and then some of the brackets are over the Invisalign.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and so I also have brackets on teeth that aren't like within the Invisalign, I think. Something like that. I don't know.
And so it's what, pulling your top jaw forward?
Yeah, because my bite was like right on top. My top teeth and my bottom teeth were like really just battling it out every day. And so really a normal human bite is your top teeth are supposed to fit slightly over your bottom teeth.
Yeah.
And I didn't have that. So
yours come together perfectly like a horse.
Yeah, yeah. It was really weird.
Wait, so I also had to have rubber bands on my teeth when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because I had impacted eye teeth.
What does that
mean? So your sharp teeth, your canines, mine were stuck in the roof of my mouth. And so they didn't push out the baby canines. They just stayed where they were. And so I had to have a bracket surgically implanted in the roof of my mouth on the two impacted eye teeth. So we had to cut into the roof of my mouth, find the eye teeth, put brackets on them, and then attach the brackets to rubber bands that were on my regular down here teeth to slowly pull the teeth down because they didn't want to come down from the roof of my mouth.
That sounds so painful.
Do you see my eye teeth?
Yeah.
Hard one.
Dang, Bethany.
Yeah.
Maybe your body knew that you were an actual vampire and it was trying to fight nature.
So how was your Halloween aside from getting new teeth, because we are now in the November time.
Oh, Bethany, no, it's not November time. It is Christmas season, Christmas music season. Let's not get it mixed up.
Do you feel like Thanksgiving is the middle child of this sibling situation?
No.
They just gets overlooked.
Definitely not. If you are not playing Christmas music by November 11th at the minimum, you are a Grinch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Bethany, I saw the most spectacular show on Halloween night.
Okay.
A live stream on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it was starring you and Dennis.
Aunt Tilda and Uncle Van's live Hallow stream.
Yes.
Thank you for watching it. It was so nice of you.
I would watch you and Dennis in character all day, any day. And the best part is that you did it on YouTube, a YouTube live stream. It was free to watch. And there was this ongoing chat on the side.
Yeah.
And we could all just like make fun of you or ask you advice. And it was just the best time ever.
It's so nice. We had 150 people showed up to the live stream. It's still up. If you go to youtube.com/dcallow, and I'll also put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
You can rewatch it whenever you want. And it's so funny because Dennis is not monetized on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so we were essentially doing it for free.
Yeah.
And so there was like a tip thing set up so you could click the link and tip if you wanted to.
Yeah.
We made 17 whole dollars,
oh,
baby.
That's so fun.
So it was really nice. People were really sweet. We had a really good time. We're probably going to do this every year now.
I love it.
And I'm really proud of it. We had such a good time. We play your aunt and uncle that you didn't know you had.
Yes.
Because we had a falling out with your parents.
Wait, and weren't those characters inspired by that weird piece of art that I sent you?
Yes. So this all happened, Kathleen, because out of the blue, you sent me a picture, a printed picture of a small child smoking a cigarette sitting next to a chicken. And Dennis and I took a photograph holding that picture. And someone commented, "You guys look like a mysterious aunt and uncle." And then the whole thing was born.
You know, Facebook Marketplace is a really cool section of the internet to find weird ass art.
It's wild.
And you know what? It makes it really easy to just send a friend. Like, gentle listeners, go on Facebook Marketplace today, find something so freaking weird that's like, I don't know, $8, something that's paper, so the shipping doesn't cost that much. Send it to your friend and don't tell them and just let them start text messaging everybody they know. Were you the one who sent me the picture of the small boy smoking a cigarette next to a chicken?
Because I remember opening up. So I got this tube in the mail and it was addressed to me, but it was from a return address I didn't recognize. I was on the train. I opened it up and it was just this boy with a chicken. And I was like looking around. You know how you look around at people like they're going to explain it to you somehow? And I texted Dennis and he hadn't. And then I was like, wait a minute. This is a Kathleen thing. And you had sent it.
Yes. So many good things on Facebook Marketplace. Right now I'm sitting on some uranium glass.
Wait, what's uranium glass?
It's this sort of like chartreuse colored glass and it glows in the dark.
It's safe.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
safe.
Of radium.
No. Uranium glass. And I'm the a-hole that will find something on Poshmark or Facebook Marketplace or eBay or whatever. And when the person has like overpriced it, I will then respond after sitting on it for a while. Hey, this has been for sale for 30 days and no one's bought it. I'll buy it at half the price. Like, I did that once on Poshmark for a pair of Madewell jeans.
Yeah.
And the guy, like, publicly, like, shamed me. He's like, how dare you offer me, like, 75% of their value?
Yeah.
they still hadn't sold a year later.
Yeah.
And I went back and commented because I'm a petty bitch. Still didn't sell them. And now I won't buy them.
You just demoralize people. You just are just like, you're never going to sell these. I'll give you a little bit, but it's even not worth it.
And people are not realistic when they're pricing things online.
No, they absolutely are not. By the way, a large Sommerso Craft Poly or M. Manzoni for Seguso uranium glass is $2,100 on firstdibs.com.
I know. Yeah, uranium glass is very, it's a covetable item. But I am not paying $50 for a vase. I'll pay you $15.
Kathleen, it can be really hard to find gifts for people during the holidays.
So hard.
Especially, I was thinking about, like, more and more of us are shopping at the same just like big chain stores.
Yes.
So it's hard to find unique gifts for people if you know that they have seen the exact same framed print of the San Francisco Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge that you have.
I am so over getting people junk that they will never use that has nothing to do with who they are as a person or any sort of like hint of their personality.
Yep. That's why Kathleen and I love that we are partnering again with Uncommon Goods. This is your secret weapon for the holidays.
I have been buying Christmas gifts and holiday gifts on Uncommon Goods for years now. And it's always my favorite gift to give because it is the uniquest gift on my roster.
Yeah. I first learned of Uncommon Goods years ago when a friend of mine posted this wooden owl glasses holder she had.
Yeah.
And I was like, where is that from? She told me I bought it. By the way, this owl glasses holder is still available on Uncommon Goods. I got the bird one for Dennis.
Yeah.
It's so cute. It looks like the owl is wearing the glasses when you rest your glasses on it. I also got this awesome book called Dangerous Games to Play in the Dark.
Oh.
It's only $13 and it's all of these like different cultures, traditions of spooky things you can do in the dark with your friends. Oh, it's really fun.
Fun. You know, Neil and I never exchange gifts that are expensive.
Yeah.
Because we like to do experiences throughout the year, but I did. And I know he's not going to find out about this gift because he doesn't listen to my podcast. I bought this really cute little scratch-off tickets from Uncommon Goods about date night.
Oh, cute.
Right, because we are making an effort to spend more like special time with each other.
Yeah.
And so we'll like scratch it off, not knowing what we're going to do for date night. And that's what we'll do. And I cannot wait to give it to him. Also, I have a bunch of friends who are always like, I want to cook more vegetables, but I don't know how to cook them. And so a gift that I've gotten multiple times over the years for people at Uncommon Goods is this little kit with food seasoning for vegetable seasoning. And then it tells you what vegetables go with what seasoning and how to cook them.
That's so smart.
And I have friends who have tried to recreate the seasonings from the Uncommon Goods after they've used them up and they can never do it. So I just buy them the same gift the following year.
So when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you are supporting artists and small independent businesses. This is what we're all trying to do.
Yes.
They are products that are often made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out for the holiday season.
And Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, that are unique, that are often handmade or made in the U.S.
Yeah.
So if you need a meaningful gift that is out of the ordinary, Uncommon Goods is your one-stop shop.
And by the way, with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They have donated more than $2.5 million to date.
So get 15% off of your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/taste.
That's uncommongoods.com/taste for 15% off.
Don't miss out on this limited time offer.
Uncommon Goods. We are all out of the ordinary. Kathleen, I found this article on CNBC.com.
Oh, I like CNBC.
It's where I get all of my mental health news.
You know, it is a good TV station to have on in the background.
Oh, yeah?
It's like kind of like not political. It's more about the stock market.
Gotcha.
They do fun stories like on their program called Cheddar.
Cheddar, huh?
Listen to me, the old lady, on their program.
on their story.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So this is by a brother and sister.
Oh.
Couple. Kathy and Ross Petros.
Okay.
And they have a joint Twitter account, K and R Petros. And the article is called "Want to Sound and Feel More Confident? Ditch these 11 phrases from your vocabulary," says psychologists.
Can I just say, it's kind of weird that they share an account.
I always find it strange.
Like when husbands and wives share email addresses or Facebook accounts or Instagram accounts.
It makes me feel nervous for one of them.
Yes.
Because I usually feel like one of them is being a little bit, not controlled, but maybe spoken over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I don't, Neil and I have totally different interests. Why would we want to share an Instagram account? I'm not going to get the content that I want. He's not going to get the content that he wants. It's silly.
Yeah. I think like in this case, I'm sure Kathy and Ross both have their own accounts for other things. But like, this makes sense because they have a podcast together or a book. Right. Right. So this makes it, branding wise, it makes sense to find them both in one place.
Okay.
It's like how we have our Acquired Taste podcast Twitter. But I pray for both of them. They have separate ones too.
But it's not at Bethany and Kathleen figure out who is who when
no,
we're tweeting.
It's sure. No, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. It isn't. It's like when the president has to sign his tweets so that you know, or her tweets.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Sexist. I don't know who I'm yelling at.
No.
Okay, here we go. So here's, okay, so what I'm, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the phrase you're not supposed to say, and I want you to tell me what you think the right phrase is, right?
Okay.
Because for example,
yeah,
one of the phrases you're not supposed to say is, I have to do that.
Hmm.
You're supposed to say something else. You're supposed to say, I get to do that.
Okay.
Right?
I get it.
They say that if you swap the word have with get, it changes your attitude. It makes you look at something as an opportunity, not an obligation.
Mm.
All right? So one of the phrases you are not supposed to say, Kathleen, because it will ruin your confidence, is, I can't do that.
Mm.
As in, I can't defeat these zombie hordes who are coming straight for my family.
Okay.
What do you think you should try to say instead?
I am lucky that I get to try to defeat these zombie hordes coming straight for my family.
Yes. You are supposed to replace can't with I can try.
I can try.
To do that.
Okay.
Yes.
See, I took it a step further and said, I'm lucky.
Yes. Not only did you change your attitude, you changed your outlook. Kathleen, you're so good at this.
I know, Bethany. You know what? Fake it till you make it, baby.
They say, don't admit defeat before you've begun. When you tell yourself you can try, you're not only giving yourself a chance to accomplish it, you're also not setting up excessively high expectations. So it's actually easier to succeed.
Oh, okay. I get that.
Okay.
Except, though, sometimes when you're faking it till you make it, like, let's go back to Kathleen circa, I don't know, 2008.
Whoa, okay.
When someone is like, hey, do you know Drupal, which is like it's like a coding language for building backends of websites. Do you know Drupal? I need a whole website that does this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And I looked them straight in the eye and said, I can do that.
Uh-oh.
See, I was setting myself up for success, but Bethany, I really didn't know how to do that. So I was like pored over a Drupal textbook for the next 2 weeks, you know, like doing this freelance project.
Yeah.
I did it. I didn't do it well.
Yeah.
They didn't know the difference.
Okay. So you were setting yourself up for success, but also setting yourself up
for failure.
Yeah. Look at that thin line.
I know.
The veil's so thin.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The phrase you are not supposed to say is, I should do that. As in, I should remove all the staircases from my basement so that the zombie hordes will get stuck in the basement and cannot get up to the main floor. What should you say instead of, I should do that?
I am going to do that?
Yes, I will do that. Or I won't do that, depending on your boundaries and your mindset.
I am trying to think of a time when, you know what, Neil, oh God, I can't, Neil doesn't even want to listen to this podcast because he thinks that I don't speak favorably of him.
You usually don't.
I love my husband.
He's wonderful. I love your husband.
I think it's
as
just
well.
It's because we are almost critical of those closest to us.
Absolutely.
Right.
You feel safe.
Okay. And sometimes he'll say something to me where he's using these phrases, Bethany, that about me.
Uh-huh.
He's like, well, you'll never do it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, hey, don't tell me that I'll never do it.
Uh-huh.
Just be like, you should try and do that.
Sure.
And sometimes he'll say it to me and I get mad. I'm like, give me the chance. Give me the benefit of the doubt.
Totally.
You a-hole.
Oh, wow. So that turned a left. So instead of saying I should do that, they say should is a controlling word and it puts pressure on us.
Mm.
Put yourself back in charge. Drop should and make yourself the decision maker by choosing whether or not you're actually going to do something on your own terms. So instead of I should do that, say I will do that or I won't do that.
But what about try? Is try like like in what's the place you go to before heaven?
Purgatory.
Is try like confidence purgatory?
I think this is a different situation. Mm-hmm. I think that this is not deciding whether you're capable or not.
Yeah.
It's deciding whether you're actually going to do it or not.
So what's something in your life that you've been telling yourself, I should do that, but now you've decided to say, I will do that?
Handstands. Truly. So I've been wanting to learn to do handstands.
Yeah.
And I've been like, I should get around to learning handstands.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, I work out every day. And at the end of all of my like lifting workouts, I'm going to work on handstands. And I am actively working on handstands.
You know what, Bethany?
I am doing that.
That sounds like a really fun way to end a workout.
It's Kathleen. The moment that I realized that your body can get into shape by teaching it to do weird things was a day changer.
Right.
Like, oh, I can learn how to stand on my hands. That is so weird and fun for photographs and also makes your arms and your back and your core and your butt super strong.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
You are my hero because I know that you've been working out every day and you and Dennis, you have a room dedicated to your workout stuff, right?
Yeah. We have this weird non-room that's like too cold. Old to be a room, but too hot to be a room. So it's like we put our gym stuff there.
That's a perfect. I mean, you're going to sweat. You go in there, and because you can't work out in a room that's already hot.
No.
Right.
No. Yeah.
So you go in there with like a long sleeve t-shirt. Mm-hmm. You start your workout.
Yep.
You get a little sweaty. You take it off, and then the room is the perfect temperature.
Perfect temperature.
And I see on your Instagram and Dennis's Instagram that you guys are doing this together every single day.
Yeah.
And there are times when you text me like, "Hey, I'm going to get my workout in, and then I'm going to respond to XYZ email."
Yeah.
And Bethany, you're my hero.
Kathleen, thank you.
My hero.
I want to do handstands with you. Let's work on our handstands together.
I was doing a bridge this morning.
Shut up.
Yeah, I know. I've been working on my bridges.
How's it going?
It's going well.
I'm impressed because I don't have the strength yet.
Yeah.
To actually get into a bridge. I can't push up to it yet.
No, I'm not talking about a wheel. I'm talking about like the kind where your back is resting on the ground.
Oh God, I love those. I love my back resting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, anytime. I'm so lazy sometimes.
Yeah. Just like a lay down workout, corpse pose. You know what? I just want to do corpse pose every day of the week. Was it Shavasana?
Oh man, I was in a yoga class once where it was so intense that the guy next to me fell asleep during Shavasana. And all of a sudden you hear... Everybody's trying not to laugh because it's a no judgment zone.
No, of course, no judgment.
Okay.
All right. Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this happening to me? As in, why have the dead risen and are eating my family? Why is this happening to me? What should you say instead?
I'm really kind of stumped by this one.
Oh, okay. Let's dig in. So... The idea of why is this happening to me?
Yeah.
You are feeling like you're being punished, right? Or you are a victim.
Yeah. Like the gods above are scorning me with their wrath.
Yeah. The old gods and the new.
Mm-hmm.
What is a better way to view these things that are just happening and you maybe don't have control over them? What's a better way to view that?
That you can't control them, to just flow with the punches.
Sure. And could you get something from it?
I will learn from this experience.
Yes. What you are supposed to say is, what am I learning from this?
Oh.
My therapist also says, instead of why is this happening to me, why is this happening for me? So when you ask yourself what you're learning, you turn something that's bugging or upsetting you into something that can lead you to better things. So you're not complaining. You're finding the good in something that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then... You
run with it.
Run with it.
So my nutritionist, in terms of like eating, she's kind of been digging into the same concept where life is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and I can't tell you how many weeks I've met with her and I was like, oh, I ate like shit last week. It was so busy. Life was crazy. Work was crazy. I didn't have one day where I could food prep. And she looked at me and she said, that is no longer an excuse. Life is never going to be not crazy.
Oh, you're right. Oh, man.
I am here to help you make healthy food decisions when crazy stuff is happening.
How'd that make you feel?
And I was like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Like, I can't blame a crazy schedule and a workload on my poor eating habits, I can only blame myself. And I was trying to deflect the blame.
God, I love deflecting blame.
I know. It's like, it's my favorite hobby, Bethany.
Oh my God.
Honestly and truly. But it's sort of like the same thing. What can I learn from this week of bad eating habits?
Yeah.
And then next week when life is equally crazy, I need to stop myself in the moment and learn from last week and make better habits in that moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I like your nutritionist.
Yeah, she's great. Rachel, she's the best.
Awesome. Okay, the next thing you shouldn't say.
Yeah.
I never should have. As in, I never should have pushed my sister-in-law in front of the zombie hordes in order to save myself. So what's a better way to look at that situation?
I never should have. Okay, poor Bronwyn or Lisa. Who am I pushing? I'm pushing Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa, every time.
Lisa, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Lisa.
JK. I never should have. I won't push Lisa again in the future.
I mean,
I can't.
Probably
she's dead.
A moot point. Yeah, because you're not. So instead of I never should have, you say, because I did that, I now know blank. Right. So because I pushed Lisa in front of the zombie hordes, I now know that they don't like blonde women. OK. When you rephrase something that's already happened, you begin to think about the good things that happened because you did it.
Yes.
Even if it was something you should not have done or think you shouldn't have done. So maybe you met someone you wouldn't have met, or you discovered something you wouldn't have discovered, etc.
Okay. All right. Let's apply this to both of us.
Yeah.
I know. We got to dig deep.
Ugh.
Real life, because I did that, situations for both of us.
Do you have one? Do you need time to think?
I need a minute to think.
Okay. So I can do one if you want.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I dated this awful person.
Yeah.
And because of that, I had a total nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
But from that nervous breakdown, I found a therapist. And that therapist was my therapist for like the next 8 years and got me through some pretty tough stuff. So because I was in this bad relationship, I actually, my mental health got better because it forced me to seek treatment from a mental health professional.
Gotcha.
What about you?
Okay, I'm going to use... Sorry, Neil.
Oh, God.
No. Listen, you know, I think it's important for couples to have like really epic fights sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we had a fight, we are now in a better place.
Sure, because it aired out some things that maybe you,
Sure thing. Like we had a fight in October that was really, it was a one day thing. It didn't drag out over multiple days.
Yeah.
But there was a point where I was like, oh my God, are we gonna get divorced?
Whoa.
But because we got to that point, we are now stronger and now we each know each other's grievances. So we'll try our best to avoid those sorts of habits again.
That's great.
Right?
Amazing.
Okay.
Okay. Was it over the wall you painted a different shade of a similar tan?
I mean, that's part of it.
I could totally see the difference in the colors, by the way. The depth of color from the new one was much depther than for the original.
No, it's just like me starting 10,000 DIY projects. And then here, I know I can start any project I want. He has no problem with that. It's when I don't put my shit away. And I understand that. I would be mad at myself, too.
Sure.
Looking at it from a ghost or spirit looking in.
Sure. You know? When you trip over a staple gun in the night in the dark, it's tough.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Number six, I failed. Instead of saying I failed, like I failed to keep the zombie hordes at bay and now my family's gone.
Mm-hmm.
What should you say instead?
I tried and I didn't succeed, but I will try again to do better in the future.
Yeah. You say this attempt didn't work. And yeah, that's fine.
And that's it.
That's fine. If you tell yourself you failed, that's the end of everything, right? But if you say this attempt didn't work, it leaves the door open for more attempts and success in the future.
A lot of entrepreneurs like really lean in to this theory.
Of like failing.
Yeah, like failing upwards.
Yeah.
Because while you're failing, you're still trying.
Yeah.
You're learning what doesn't work. And then hopefully one day you'll hit on what works.
Yep, exactly.
And it's better than doing nothing. You're still making more progress than doing nothing.
Yeah, completely. It's like putting out a product that isn't as perfect as you would want, but like you put something out, which is more than a lot of people do.
Just get it out there.
Yep. All right. If only I had done blank. right? If only I had perfected the serum to combat zombieism. Instead of saying, if only I had done, what should you say instead?
Oh, I'm tripped up by this. I don't know.
There's nothing you should say instead. You should just not say, if only I had. You're not learning from the past. You're just lamenting and complaining and being mean to yourself.
I love lamenting.
I love lamenting.
If only I had, gone on a run last week, I would now be, a much better runner this week.
Yeah.
You know, stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, because it just makes you feel like crap. And then you have an excuse to not do anything that day.
I have a friend flying in from Cincinnati today. A very good friend.
Yeah.
My place, my apartment is chaos,
Staple
Bethany.
Guns everywhere.
I mean, I've taken all of the cabinet fronts off of every drawer and cabinet in my kitchen. So you can just see everything. Like, my place is a total disaster.
Uh-huh.
And just this morning I was like, if only I had spent some time this weekend cleaning, I wouldn't be so stressed today. But you know what?
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
What can you do? You literally, there's nothing you could have done.
Beth, I don't think that you, Bethany, in terms of if only I had done, I don't see you really subscribing to that.
I don't, only because I know that I won't be able to get out of that hole.
Well, because you're also a really responsible and proactive human and you get it done.
I don't, though. I don't get all the things done, but I cannot let myself think if only I had, because I just will be so sad.
Yeah.
Like, there are some things when I feel sad about something, I can't withhold crying. Like, I will just start to cry.
Yeah.
But there are some trains of thought that I am able to block off.
Mm.
And that's one of them. If only I had, because I know that I don't have the mental bandwidth to handle the amount of regret I could potentially feel.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't even take that on.
Yeah.
So I just don't go there.
You know, this thing I've been doing lately when I start to like kind of spiral and I get down on myself for not making more progress with some of my goals and my dreams.
Yeah.
I've been doing this thing where I think of my niece, Audrey.
Okay.
Because Audrey is a creative spirit. She's a creative soul. And she's the middle child. Her older sister is whip smart, like really good grades.
Yeah.
And Audrey is more of like the art-focused one.
Yeah.
But when you are 9 years old, that's a very hard place to find yourself in.
Totally.
And so when I find myself sort of getting down on myself, I say to myself, make Audrey proud.
Oh, wow.
Like, make a path for people like Audrey, for children like Audrey, who are creatives, who don't really know what their path in this world is.
Yeah.
And do it for her.
I love the phrase make a path for. Like,
yeah.
Make it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
For someone like her.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to start saying make a path for Audrey.
Yeah.
I don't even know Audrey.
She's so funny. She has amazing accents.
Oh.
She does the best Scottish accent. We're always switching. We're always sharing videos with each other, like illustration videos on Instagram. And she's just so funny. And she's like the little kid that sits with the adults while all the other little kids play. And
love that.
She has conversations with us. And Bethany, like, when you're a little kid and you were into acting and you loved performing, like, did you have anybody in your life other than your older sister, Nicole, who was also a child?
No.
Who was into that kind of stuff, who you could look at an adult and say, I kind of want to be like them?
No.
See?
Uh-uh.
And there are a lot of creative kids out there like that who don't have those adults. So that's who I think of when I'm getting down on myself. Anyway.
That's amazing.
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail your
topic. No, do it
to
Audrey.
I didn't mean to derail it.
It's not derailing at all. It's so lovely. Make a path for Audrey. We should just make t-shirts that say that. Make one for Audrey. All right. Don't say this is too complicated. Look, I have spread the map of our house onto the hood of my car. We are all looking at it.
Yeah.
We are saying, what exits should we take and which ones should we block off so the zombie hordes don't kill us all? Instead of saying, this is too complicated.
Yeah.
What should you say instead?
I will break it down little by little and figure it out that way.
Yeah, basically, you can say, I don't understand this right now. Because if you just say it's too complicated, you're rolling it up in a ball of something that you don't know how to handle.
Yeah.
And it makes it an unchangeable fact that it's too hard for you to understand.
Oh.
Instead, don't subtly tell yourself you can't change or grow. You want to say, I don't have this yet, but I'm a work in progress. I will figure it out.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think I've already mastered this.
Yeah.
I'm like a very, I'll figure it out little by little person.
Yes. Yeah. 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 You teach yourself stuff all the time.
How are you in terms of this is too complicated and I'm abandoning it?
I think it depends on what mood I'm in. Usually I'm not great at teaching myself something. Mm-hmm. If someone else can help me and break it down, I'm very open to being able to learn it.
Got it.
But if it's like, here, teach yourself, I'll just get overwhelmed.
Really?
I'll stop. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do one more.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Oh.
It's not fair that my town was the town attacked by the undead zombie hordes. That's not going to get you anywhere. What should you say instead?
Oh, it's not fair. What's the opposite? What's the positive spin on that? I don't know, Beth. I'm at a blank at this one.
I can deal with it anyway.
Mm.
Because just because something happens and it feels unfair, that's doesn't mean that you need to keep repeating that. It's not doing you any good. It's just making you feel more beaten down and victimized.
Yeah.
So look at it. You're right. It's not fair, but you are a grown up and you can handle it regardless.
Yep.
Bad stuff happens. Like I joked about it on last week's podcast where my thumb hurt.
Yeah.
And it was like, my grandfather was sent to World War II because his dad didn't like him very much.
Oh, God.
And he had to, as like an 18-year-old, fight in World War II.
Yeah.
My thummy hurts. Right? Like, there are people who have had to deal with way more awful, traumatizing things that were not fair.
Yeah.
I can handle the fact that, like, I didn't get that part.
Yeah.
You know, like I didn't get the role I wanted.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We can face it and move forward.
But at the same time, you know, what's disappointing to you, even though it seems less important than what's like affecting somebody else.
It's, sure.
You know, there's a balance with this one.
Absolutely. You are allowed to be frustrated.
Yeah.
You are allowed to feel what you need to feel. But I think it becomes a problem when you get stuck with like, yeah. Well, it's not fair.
And now I'm just going to quit.
Right. Exactly. Now I'm just going to stay in this place of like being angry and bitter.
Well, gotcha.
Now you've shot yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
Which is also not fair.
Wasn't it like, I don't know, John Krasinski, like a week before he got the office, he was ready to pack up and move home.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? So there we got, because of him, we got Jim.
I almost hit him with my car once.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I apologize.
Oh, this is nice. I almost hit Woody Harrelson with my car once.
Bethany.
Yes.
Guess what I had for breakfast this morning? Okay, you don't have to guess.
The light just left my eyes.
Yeah. I had scrambled eggs done to perfection.
Oh.
And while I probably deserve a pat on the back because I'm an excellent cook at eggs, an egg cook, I was using my caraway frying pan.
Ugh.
And those eggs were like the soft rolling hills of Ireland.
Oh, sure. The rolling hills of Ireland. If Ireland were a egg.
Yes, that's right.
Look, Kathleen and I both love caraway cookware so much. I like caraway because when I do cook, I'm not using these chemical-y pans.
Yes.
Where the chemicals are nonstick but then leach out with the heat into your food.
Sure thing.
Caraway is ceramic cookware, non-toxic. They have bakeware too. You just put a little bit of your favorite oil on it and the eggs slide right off. The tofu slides right off. Whatever you eat slides right off. But the thing we love the most.
Yes.
Kathleen.
Uh-huh.
Are the couleurs.
Oh my God, Bethany, the couleurs.
So I have their frying pan
mm-hmm.
and their saute pan
yes.
in this beautiful deep navy color.
Oh, gorgeous.
And Kathleen, I know you have multiple couleurs.
Multiple couleurs. I have a little sauce pot in the marigold.
Oh, so pretty.
Oh, and then I have the frying pan in the terracotta color.
Yeah.
And you know, I was making food for a friend the other day. I was making this delicious piece of salmon. She did not even care how delicious my salmon was. She just kept asking me where I got my pan and like how pretty the color was.
It's great. Over 30,000 people have raved about their Caraway kitchen. And now it's time for you to try it for yourself, especially right now, because Caraway's one time a year cyber season event is almost here.
Save up to 20% on all Caraway products, including their internet famous non-toxic cookware set.
And for the first time ever, you can also now save on their food storage, tea kettle, and mini cookware. I'm obsessed with the mini cookware because sometimes you don't want to cook for anybody else.
Yeah.
Just yourself. And now you have the smalls.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you just want a single can of soup. You don't want to dirty a huge pot.
Yep.
I love the idea of mini cookware.
Oh, I'm obsessed with the mini cookware. So do it now. Visit carawayhome.com to take advantage of their Cyber Season event and score up to 20% off your next purchase of non-toxic kitchenware.
This deal won't last long. So visit carawayhome.com to shop all of their incredible products up to 20% off for the holiday season.
Caraway! Kathleen,
yeah.
I know a lot of people who struggle to get enough water during their day.
Myself included.
Yeah. Some people just don't like the taste of water. It's not that they don't want to actually be hydrated,
mm-hmm.
but it just tastes bad to them.
I know. I was drinking water the other day that I usually put some like liquid IV in, and I actually just tasted the actual water, and I was like, oh, thank God for liquid IV.
This doesn't taste like fruit punch by itself.
No, it doesn't.
That's why Kathleen and I love liquid IV. They have been our partner for so long.
Mm-hmm.
We intend to skip into the sunset with Liquid IV for the rest of our lives because they are an incredibly delicious, easy way to stay hydrated.
So you get a bunch of water.
Yep.
You get a packet of Liquid IV.
Yep.
And you pour the powder into the water. You go mix, mix, mix. And with just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and you're hydrating yourself 2 times faster than just regular water alone.
And if you've flown lately, been in an airport, I wonder, have you seen sticks of Liquid IV on sale at those little like Hudson shops?
Uh-huh.
Because Liquid IV is clutch when you are traveling.
Yes.
You get so dehydrated on planes. I always bring it with me. My favorite flavor right now is Tropical Punch.
Mm.
Sometimes I go crazy. I take half a Tropical Punch. I take half of the passion fruit flavor.
Oh.
Mix them together. I am on a tropical holiday.
Oh, I'm just kidding. You're Bethany. You're a mixologist now.
Look at me. I should be in Williamsburg with a mustache.
I love the strawberry. I like to add a little lemon juice to it, strawberry lemonade type drink mix. I've also seen the packets in liquor stores.
Oh, that's really smart.
Genius marketing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good for rehydrating after you drink or adding some vodka to if you want to hydrate while you drink.
Listen, it's holiday party season. Hydrate before with Liquid IV, hydrate after with Liquid IV, and you're going to lessen your chances of having a hangover.
If I was a kind of person who threw a party, which I'm not, but if I was, I would have the bar cart, but I would also have a bowl of Liquid IV.
Oh.
Like just so people could, you know, make good choices.
Yeah. Or like a parting gift.
Yes. Go home, make good choices.
Yeah. Like a, you could put like a little basket, attach it to the door.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And look, it just says make good choices.
Look at, we are the Martha Stewarts of Liquid IV.
Look at us. So grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off when you shop Better Hydration at liquidiv.com and use the code TASTE at checkout.
I just thought of something amazing.
What's that?
Get people Liquid IV as a gift.
Yes. Stocking stuffers, etc.
That's 20% off of anything with code TASTE at liquidiv.com. Bethany, when you travel, do you ever check a bag or are you like a carry-on person only?
I am a check a bag person. Everyone else in my family can do carry-on only.
Yeah.
But I have some high maintaining to do.
So you're an overpacker.
I'm an overpacker because I might need this extra pair of shoes because I have a vision in my head of what I'm going to look like on vacation.
Yes.
And it's like, well, those shoes are a big part of it.
Yes. I am a chronic overpacker too.
Yeah.
Unless it's a big, long trip and I can really spend a lot of time packing for it. Like if I'm going away for 3 weeks and but like if you tell me tonight to pack a bag because we're doing a 3-night stay in Los Angeles tomorrow.
I'm checking 2 bags minimum.
Yes. Okay. And I have recently learned that like bring a rolly carry-on, but still check a rolly suitcase because why bother wearing a heavy backpack through the airport?
Yes.
And then I'm the a-hole that gets in the Uber who has 2 suitcases for just me.
Look, life is about being okay. And I am not okay with not having every moisturizer that I use, which is 3.
Oh my God, Bethany, me too.
I need all of them.
My makeup bag and like serum bag alone.
I can't apply without multiple brushes. They take a lot of room and you know what? I'm worth it.
So I'm about to tell you about a person who I consider a superhero.
Okay.
Her name is Brooke Schoenman.
Okay.
She is an American living in Australia.
Good day.
She has a website called herpackinglist.com.
Okay.
Where she teaches readers how to whittle down the contents of their bags. And she says that she makes these lists for women, but really anybody can follow it. Though I do feel bad for men sometimes, or you know, people who wear masculine clothes mm-hmm. because they're larger, they're heavier.
Oftentimes.
And I'm like, how do you get it into your suitcase?
You do a lot of tight rolling.
Yeah. So this woman, she traveled in America for 3 weeks, Bethany, with only a 12-liter shoulder bag. That's 3 gallons.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Does this woman wear makeup?
Yes.
On trips?
Yes. She packs toiletries, including face moisturizers and makeup and stuff like that.
Wow.
I know, Bethany, I have to have like my heavy foundation in case my skin breaks out. I have to have 2 different concealers because I use them depending on what my skin looks like.
Uh-huh.
My BB cream if I'm having a really good skin day.
Yeah. I feel like I automatically negate or don't listen to what some organizers say if it's like, just bring a dewy moisturizer. And it's like, no, okay, no. So you've never had cystic acne.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
It's really hard.
Yeah.
So this all started when she was traveling and she wanted to walk about wherever she was, but she had all of this luggage with her. She was abroad. She was overseas. I think she said she was in the Ukraine or something, or Guatemala. And she's like, my flight isn't until tonight and I want to spend the whole day exploring.
Yeah.
But now I'm literally in a place thousands of miles from my house and I'm stuck babysitting my luggage all day long.
Oh.
And I've been there and it's such a pain. You have to ask the hotel to watch it. And then if you want to go and sightsee, you still have to make time to get back to the hotel.
Totally.
When maybe where you're sightseeing is closer to the airport.
Totally. Yep.
We have all been there. So this is what she packed. Basically, a 12-liter bag, a 3-gallon bag is like a large messenger bag.
That's not much.
It's a large messenger bag, Bethany. And she was traveling in America for 3 weeks during April.
April. So you need a coat.
April is a crazy month.
April, you don't know what to expect.
It could be in multiple different cities.
Yeah.
It could be 90 degrees. Or here in New York City, we've gotten snowstorms in April.
It's a real will they, won't they.
Yes. So this was in 2016. She went to Portland, Vegas, Chicago, and San Francisco.
Those are so many different climates.
Insane.
And laws on sex work.
So, and Chicago is freezing.
Yeah.
San Francisco is milder, but wet.
And windy.
And windy, yes. Vegas is hot.
Hot.
Yeah. And then Portland, I don't know.
Portland is vampires.
I don't care for Portland. I've never been there. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. She also spent 3 days on Amtrak.
Okay.
So you need something comfortable. When she was getting into the airport in Australia, the Uber driver was like, hey, what terminal? And she's like, oh, international. And he looked at her and he was like, where's your luggage? And she's like, right here.
And do you think they thought that she was maybe a tourist?
I don't.
She didn't have any luggage.
Oh, I never thought about that.
They get suspicious if you're flying mm-hmm. with not much.
I know. Okay, but what if you're just really wealthy and you have a vacation house and everything that you need is at your vacation house, right?
See, I had not thought of that.
See, but I would be suspicious. If I were traveling with a friend, even if we were traveling to their vacation house,
yes.
I would still be suspicious of them not bringing anything.
I'm suspicious of anyone with a vacation house. How dare you?
How dare you be luckier than I am? It's not fair.
Yeah. Generational wealth? Wait, or did you work for it?
Wait, what are we supposed to say when it's not fair?
Oh, I can handle this anyway, something like that.
I can handle my life not having a vacation house.
I don't have one yet.
I'll just stay in my regular house. Okay. This is what she brought. A total of 14 items.
Okay.
Okay. 4 tops.
Okay.
1 long flowy sweater cardigan thing.
Yes, those are very useful.
Very. Mm-hmm. 2 tunics, 2 pants, 1 messenger bag that everything went into.
Okay.
1 mini crossbody, 1 pair of sneakers, and 1 pair of teaks. those flats that kind of like fold up.
Yeah, those like those hippie sandals.
Yeah, those, you know, no, they're not like Birkenstocks. They're like, they're ballet flats.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
With the turquoise bottom, and they fold up.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? They're like kind of still bulky, so I don't know. I know people were really into them.
Okay.
In the year 2016, especially.
Sure.
So her cardigan is, she says, 150 weight merino.
Okay.
I don't really know about merino weight.
I just know it's a wool.
She says it's lightweight, loose and flowy.
Okay.
Two tunics. One was just a viscose?
Yeah, viscose.
Just like a lightweight synthetic material from H&M. The other one was 195 weight merino, so even warmer than her long cardigan, right?
Okay, all right.
Then she had one long sleeve top, which was also merino, one bamboo tank top.
Okay.
And she talks about on her blog, and I didn't realize this, bamboo is very light.
Okay.
It is great for layering.
Oh.
And it doesn't smell. It doesn't collect smell. She calls it, it's not whiffy.
Okay, great.
Which is, I guess, the polite way of saying it stank like your BO.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's that? That really good, it's a Japanese store, good for layering.
Oh,
Uniqlo.
Uniqlo, yeah.
I always see bamboo stuff in there.
Uniqlo is great.
But I've never purchased anything bamboo.
Oh, I have several Uniqlo pieces.
And she says a casual two-third sleeve bamboo long sleeve tops, and then one convertible scarf from a company called Encircled. It can be worn eight ways.
Shut your whore mouth.
It can be worn as a dress, a tunic,
what?
A scarf in three different ways, a cardigan, a cape, and a halter.
Encircled.
It's like the super special version of having pants that they zipper off at the knee and then all of a sudden you're wearing shorts.
How do you wear that in a dress?
Did you find the website?
How to wear the Chrysalis Cardi.
Yes. That's,
is that the one?
That's the one she had.
Okay, hold on a second.
How? Isn't it amazing? I looked at the website and I looked at all the different ways.
Oh, it has snaps.
Yes, it's got snaps in all these places.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nuts.
I know. Cool, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
I can't find the exact price of the Chrysalis Cardi, but everything else on their website is pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's like in the 150 area for a lot of stuff.
Something like that. When you're planning this stuff with these multi-use pieces, it's not cheap.
No, but I guess if you're thinking about it, you're getting multiple pieces from one.
Yeah.
But like they have a blazer that's $245.
I guess maybe if you travel a lot, it investing in these pieces is really helpful.
I guess, yeah.
Anyway, so she brought two pairs of pants. One was just like, it looks like a black pair of jeans, like skinny jeans.
Sure.
Called the Anatomy Skylar pants. And the other one was a pair of leggings that another 260 weight merino wool. They measure merino wool like that in Australia?
I have no idea. I guess you take the sheep, you put it on a scale, however chonky it is. That's the wool.
And I looked at the Anatomy Skylar pants that she was talking about. They're $248. But if you are really dedicated to having an unburdened with stuff kind of trip.
Yeah, I guess it sort of equals out.
I guess. I don't know. And she said both of her pants were quick drying.
Sure.
So she could wash them kind of like in a pinch. Three pairs of earrings, one bracelet, one ring.
Let's talk about toiletries.
Okay. Very small containers of conditioner, facial moisturizer, face wash, toner, toothpaste, BB cream. She used a combination of Nalgene bottles in 1 ounce, and the rest were contact lens cases.
For 3 weeks?
So things like shampoo and soap, she relied on the hotels and the Airbnbs she was staying in to use those things. So the things that she really couldn't buy on the go, like some of her face products, toner and face wash and face moisturizer, she kept those in contact cases.
I am guessing, I'm getting stuck on this. I get stuck on things. Her skin must be amazing.
Or maybe we're overusing our products and we can really get by on much less. It's a possibility. I know for a fact that I overuse my products.
I probably do too. I think if you don't wear makeup, life is much easier. Yeah. I think if you feel comfortable walking around without makeup and you can travel without makeup, life is very easy.
Yeah. She had quite a lot of electronics, a smartphone, a keyboard that she could connect to her phone in case she needed like a computer type thing, earbuds, an adapter for the plane, a USB charging cable, a wall plug. Like that takes up a lot of room.
Yeah.
And then she had tweezers, a razor, facial makeup wipes. She had pain pills, perfume sticks, ointment, a hairbrush, a Diva cup, a bar of Dove soap.
Cocaine. What all is she bringing?
Deodorant. And then she had a couple of makeup items that she doesn't get into too much detail. Two bras, four pairs of underwear, four pairs of socks, a headband that doubles as an ear warmer or a beanie.
Sure.
It's like an all in one type item. And then that's it, Bethany. Two pairs of shoes.
What kind of bag is she using?
Just the messenger bag.
But did she say what brand it was?
Yeah, she does. I'll tell you. It is PackSafe. So PACSAFE, all one word. CitySafe, also all one word. 12 liter LS200.
LS. What the LS200 means.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes I think they just tack those things on.
How much does this cost? I'm going to look this up right now.
Let's see. PackSafe CitySafe LS200 anti-theft bag.
How much does it cost?
$109.
Still another expensive item.
It looks smaller than you'd think.
I know. How did she get all of this in there?
This says it is 9.4 inches tall.
Yeah.
14.6 inches wide, or long.
Okay.
And 3.9 inches deep. It's skinny.
Apparently, all of her items were so lightweight that she could really fold them down, pack them into cubes for some organization, and get it all into this bag.
Kind of an ugly bag.
It's not pretty.
It's not. I'm focusing on all the wrong things.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to send you a picture of her, okay?
Okay. If you've seen the movie The Ninth Gate starring Jonathan Depp from like 2002,
yeah.
He plays an antique book dealer and it's like antiquarian literature porn. And he walks around with a floopy messenger bag. And I have one that looks very similar. I cannot get a damn thing out of that bag because it's so floopy and cute looking that I can't reach into it without it like collapsing in on itself. And the strap is too long. But I will not get rid of it because it looks better in photographs than this thing.
Yeah.
Which looks like it's made by Tupperware, even though it's cloth.
I know. It is not cute. But I guess when you and I are like, well, I want to look stylish.
I want to look good in the pictures I have in my head.
Right?
You know?
Right? I know. Me too. Okay, I'm going to text you this link to a JPEG image of everything she brought.
I don't know if this would work for me.
I could do it in like a much cuter way. Like I would definitely bring my Rothy's sneakers.
Here's what I think the difference is.
Yeah.
She is focused on the experience of travel. I think, which is what you're supposed to be focused on.
Yeah.
Whereas you and I are focused on how cute do we feel while traveling.
I know.
And that's not what you should focus on. And I think that's the difference.
Okay. So the second link I sent you, you can see a full body picture of her. And she has a mini crossbody bag and that travel safe, bag.
Here's the thing. She looks pulled together.
Yeah, she looks cute.
Yeah, like, so what she's chosen is, like, the scarf is purple, the cardigan is blue striped, like a navy blue striped sneakers bag, right? She looks like she woke up and pulled together an outfit.
I mean, she's a professional. And
she knows what she's doing.
CNN wrote a whole article about her that I saw on Apple News Plus today, which is why I'm even talking about her. And listen, CNN's not writing articles about you nor me, Bethany.
No, they're certainly not.
And she says that she like really finds it enlightening to just show up someplace and not be burdened down with things that she doesn't end up using anyway.
And you know what I bet she does at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Has memories.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember half the stuff I do because I'm normally frustrated that I can't get anything out of my cute messenger bag or I'm stressed out because my makeup is melting off.
I know. And it's all about layering, apparently. Okay. So, Bethany, can we role play for a little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay. You and I are going to Europe to visit a Christmas market in Vienna.
Great. Can't wait.
A really famous Christmas market. We're going to be there for a week.
Okay.
Okay. What are you bringing? You can bring one pair of shoes.
Okay. Can I tell you, I am not, this is not a bit. This is the first thing that came into my mind.
Yeah.
I have this black balloon hem ball gown skirt.
Bethany.
That I love so much and I think would look so good on the streets of Vienna in a Christmas market. Kathleen, I love this ball gown skirt and it's really comfortable.
Okay. We are learning from Brooke from herpackinglist.com, Bethany. It is about experiences.
Okay, fine, fine.
And not about the Instagram photo. It's about actually being there and having a good time.
Okay, I'm going to roll up the ball gown skirt.
No, Bethany.
But I won't bring the tulle that goes under it. And
Okay.
I will bring a pair of leggings.
Yes.
And I will bring exactly two pairs of shoes. I will bring a sneaker, even though I don't, I know you rolled your eyes too. I don't think a sneaker should be worn unless you are actively working out, but that's because I am a snob.
You don't need a sneaker, Bethany. We're going to Vienna to a Christmas market.
Okay, great.
You just need a boot.
Great. I am going to bring a Chelsea boot.
Yes.
A black Chelsea boot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That will go with my leggings and my ball gown skirt because the ball gown skirt is long enough you cannot see the shoes.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to bring two tank tops that will go under things.
For layering.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to bring my, I need something for arms. So I have these two opera gloves that don't have fingers.
Oh, but see, it's going to, your fingers, your little, the tips of your digits are going to get cold.
Okay,
it's
but
Vienna.
Those will cover my arms.
Oh, okay.
But I will also bring like a long jacket, but I'll always be wearing the long jacket, so it doesn't really count.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to bring, I have this like shrug that actually is supposed to go on your front and not cover your back. It's supposed to cover your boobs and arms. But because I have a torso that's super long, it only covers like the top part of my boobs. So I turn it around, wear it as a shrug. I'm going to bring that, cover my arms up.
Oh, it could also double as a scarf.
Double as a scarf.
Okay.
And then I'm going to bring like one graphic tee.
Yes.
And I'm going to bring
something that's loose in the armpits so it's not touching your skin too closely.
Smart.
Right? Like, I love those t-shirts that I don't have to wash every time I wear them.
Like a, what is it? It's like a bat wing or it's called a dance teacher shirt.
Yes.
Like a dance teacher sweater. So I'll bring a dance teacher sweater, which will go great with my ball gown skirt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and then I will bring, you know, then just like all of the toiletries.
Yes. No. Bethany, I think you might want to pare it down to this. A toothbrush, a toothpaste, okay?
Okay.
One serum, one moisturizer, and one foundation.
Can I bring a concealer?
One concealer, okay? That's
it. Can I bring mascara?
You could bring a small mascara, a travel size mascara.
Because otherwise my eyes disappear.
You can bring a multi-purpose makeup stick, something that you can use cheeks, eyes, lips.
But what about on a day that I want a dramatic lip?
You cannot do dramatic lips on this trip, Bethany.
Okay, what about my eyebrows? Again.
Okay.
What am I going to do? I still am regrowing a couple patches.
You're going to bring a tiny little, you know, like a boy brow or, you know, just like one of those tiny little mascara looking things that adds a little color to your eyebrows. And that's it.
Okay.
And maybe a shimmer that you can put in a contact lens case. And a lot of this makeup has to go in tiny contact lenses. And then you have to label the top of the contact lens case what it is.
Okay, what are you bringing?
I am bringing my face moisturizer.
Okay.
My face wash.
Uh-huh.
I have like a multi-stick makeup that's cheeks, eyes, lips.
Okay.
I'm bringing that.
What about on a day you want a dramatic lip?
I'm not doing a dramatic lip.
What if you want a dramatic lip? It's Christmas market.
You know, you're right. Shit.
You know what? That's what I'm saying.
You're right. Okay. I have to get a travel size dramatic lip.
Uh-huh.
But everything has to be travel size. You have to go to that part in Sephora where they overcharge you for the small versions of the things that you already like.
You know what you do? You ask for a sample of a dramatic lip.
Oh.
That's all you need.
Oh.
See?
Oh, I like that idea.
Just ask for a bunch of samples.
Oh, okay. Okay, better yet, Bethany, we're going to take our contact lens cases.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Sephora.
Yes.
And then we are going to fill up with the products that are in store, but we're going to wipe down those products with alcohol wipes first.
Yes, because they cannot get mad. I'm a VIB member. I just got 500 points that I gave to them to get $10 off. $500
Bethany,
worth of purchases to get $10 off.
Bethany, wait. Were you shopping today because they're having having that really good sale.
Wait, they are?
Yes, Bethany. They're having like a pre-holiday sale where you get, if you spend, I think like over $100, you get something like 30% off.
My God.
I know, Bethany. And you know what? It's so funny you say that. I also was on my Sephora app today. Yeah. I have 500 points and I was going to use the $10 off, but I was like, wait a second. Let me just go see what the samples are.
Yeah.
And Bethany, they had almost like a full-size Kiehl's.
Yeah.
Eye cream. And I was like, screw the $10 off.
Yeah.
This eye cream is worth more than $10.
Yeah.
And then I went through and I got some really good samples with my 500 VIB points.
See, now we can travel. So I still have boxes I haven't unpacked.
Yeah.
And I was going through one of the boxes and it was all these shoes.
Mm.
And I was like, I can get rid of a lot of these. It's like heels where I wore through the bottom of the actual heel. So now it's just a hollow shaft that I'm walking on.
You start to see the screw.
Yeah, totally. Uh-huh. So I'm like, okay, these are devastated shoes. I can get rid of these. And then I remembered the pair of shoes that deserve pride of place in my closet.
Oh.
And I moved them from the bottom to the top of my little hanging shelves.
Yeah.
And those are my Rothy's.
Bethany, I wore my Rothy's out last night and it was chilly last night.
Yeah.
It was in the 40s.
Too cold.
And you know when you go on a walk and you like 10 minutes into the walk or 5 minutes, you're like, oh, I'm not prepared for this walk.
Yeah. I was not wearing walking shoes.
Yeah. So I'm wearing my Rothy's, which make me prepared for anything, basically. My loafers that come in wool.
Yeah.
But I was wearing cutoff jeans and I was like, I'm going to be so cold. I'm so stressed out.
Yeah.
My Rothy's, because my feet were nice and toasty.
Mm-hmm.
My whole body was warm.
And I bet your feet didn't hurt.
Bethany, and they were so cute. They're the loafers with the chartreuse outline.
Oh, those are gorgeous.
Oh my God, I love them.
I have the loafers too. I have them in this color that's like a grayish sort of color. It's called Mocha.
Uh-huh.
I love these shoes. And I have had these shoes for years now.
Uh-huh.
And they look brand new compared to some of the shoes that I'd gotten recently that already looked worn out and gross. And
I know.
My Rothy's last forever. And
I know.
It's because you can throw them in the wash. They are made from recycled water bottles.
Yes.
You put them in the wash, wash them on cold, let them air dry. You have new clean shoes.
Yes. And also, Rothy's has a whole section on their website dedicated to holiday occasions.
Perfect.
So they show you how to wear their shoes with your holiday outfits. And Bethany, they have a new point shoe in this like moonlight tweed.
What?
It's like a sparkly holiday tweed.
Oh.
I know. We're both going to spend our hard-earned money on these shoes. It's like, we're not putting this money on our 401k.
No. We're putting them in our Rothy's.
Yeah.
Holidays coming up. You have people in your life, you don't know what to get them. If they are someone who does a lot of traveling or a lot of walking or they love style.
Yes.
Rothy's for them. By the way, Self Magazine even named the original slip-on sneaker the best slip-on sneaker during their 2022 Sneaker Awards. Hashtag sneaker.
They're sustainable.
Yep.
They also, you know, they own their own factories so they can keep like an eye over the quality control that way.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it prevents waste.
Always own your own factory.
Uh-huh.
So get stylish shoes, versatile and durable enough to wear all the time with Rothy's.
Get 20% off of your first purchase at Rothy's.com/taste.
That's Rothy's.com/taste. All right, Kathleen, you're a resident home decor person.
Yes.
I was on the phone with my father the other day, and he sent me a picture of this table he found because I don't know what he does in his free time, but he had been Googling the ugliest table ever.
Oh.
And he was brought to this website, and it had a table that was a resin-made sumo wrestler. On his hands and knees, and the glass of the table rests on top.
Oh.
And it's like 600 pounds. It's like too big and too expensive to be a joke.
Yeah.
But also, who would buy this? Like, who is like, I'm obsessed with Japanese culture to a point where I'm going to buy this offensive sumo table.
Right. Wrestler table where you're looking at this big dude.
Yeah.
Bending over?
Right. And you're putting things on him. So the website, Kathleen, is homethangs.com.
Oh my God.
HomeThangs.com. HomeThangs.com.
Thangs. I thought you, I typed in fangs.
No. That'd be better.
And I was actually like, I bet Bethany can find some things on here she likes.
I wish. HomeThangs.com. But then the slogan is everything for the home. It should be everything for the home.
It should be everything for the home. It's one of those websites where the logo is shit.
Yeah.
The font sizes are totally off.
All over the place.
Nobody with an ounce of graphic style taste has worked on this at all. And on the bottom, there are 10,000 certificate-like looking logos to let you know that everyone who shops on this website has satisfaction guaranteed.
Totally. Verified merchant, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, 100% secure shopping sale. Limited time offer is what one of the says. That's not even a seal.
More medals than a decorated veteran on this website.
So the thing that makes me the most nervous about this website, again, it might be a totally legit website. I am just talking about first impressions.
Yes.
Okay. So don't get mad at me, homethangs.com.
Uh-huh.
Is, you know, when you, if you're curious about a website or a company, you scroll all the way to the bottom of their website and there's usually an about section.
Yes.
And it's like, we are founded by two hippies who love the earth and have a pet sheep.
And
right?
We have a passion for ice cream and we live in Vermont.
Exactly. If you scroll down to the bottom of their website, there's a return policy, a shipping policy, then it goes to disputes.
Oh, shoot.
So you click on disputes. It says disputes. You agree to defend, indemnify, and hold homethangs.com harmless from and against any and all claims, damages, attorney's fees, blah, blah, blah. That makes me nervous. And then there's more slogans and seals at the bottom. Free shipping, free shipping, free shipping, says one. Thousands of satisfied customers from a non-specific seal. Easy returns.
It says that all disputes must be submitted to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Just non-specifically send them to Philly.
So this company has a P.O. box in Philadelphia, probably.
Right. So,
yeah.
What do you think about this website, Kathleen? If you were to if you were looking around and you found a table on homethangs.com that you fell in love with.
Yeah.
What action would you take?
So this website, because on the homepage, there's a banner about how they have James Martin vanities.
Yeah.
Now, if you're anybody who's anybody in the vanity world, you know who James Martin is.
Do you?
Yes, I know who James Martin is.
You do?
Yeah, because I redid two bathrooms last year.
Yeah.
And so I was really like elbows deep in the world of vanities. I know.
You were elbows deep in JM.
I was elbows deep in James Martin. because let me tell you, not all vanities are created equal.
Oh, really?
And like type of wood that they use makes a big difference.
Oh.
And in terms of like, if you spill water on it, is it going to go and suck up that water? And like, are you going to have to buy a new one in just a year? So it's like money wasted, that type of thing.
Okay.
I'm very, very educated and well-versed in vanities.
Great. Is James Martin a good one?
It is a good one.
Oh.
So what I think that this company is, and I kind of only know this because I have a friend whose father owns a store.
Okay.
And the store is kind of like the off-brand equivalent of Burlington Coat Factory.
They're more than great coats.
They're more than great coats, indeed. And so there are these stores out there that exist mostly in like low-income areas.
Sure.
Where they just get tons of crap.
Okay.
And things that bigger companies, name brand companies, want to just offload.
Oh, like maybe like old models of
old
something?
Old models, like clothing and furniture that were made, it was made years ago.
Okay.
And the companies that made them literally can no longer keep this stuff in their warehouses.
Gotcha.
And so they need to clean out.
Oh, fun.
And so this to me, I think, is the website equivalent of that.
Oh.
And it's really just like a conglomerate of all different things. And maybe that this company doesn't even have that sumo wrestler table thing in a warehouse, but maybe if they sell it first, they get a certain percentage.
Oh, see, because this was, see, so you know, because you know, you're someone who knows something about this stuff. My dad and I were trying to figure this out because the sumo wrestler table, it's, oh God, it's called, the brand is Toscano, which seems important.
Yeah, that does seem important.
Sounds Italian.
Toscano home decor. Let me look this up.
It's called the Basho the Sumo Wrestler Table.
Okay.
And it's $655.
I was really expecting it to be much more.
There's a coupon, but you can't click on it.
Yeah.
So And then they have like one that you can have for your front yard, which is equally as just like caricature and offensive. And I said to my dad, I bet they don't even have these made. I bet that if you order one, then someone has to make it or find it. But there's no way they can keep these in stock. This is a sumo wrestler, basically actual size sumo wrestler. It says 27 are in stock. I doubt that.
Or maybe, Bethany, the joke is on us and there's more of a market for sumo wrestler tables than we think that there is. I found Toscano's website, designtoscano.com. Their stuff is like a little over the top, like very ornate, but there is like a really cool library console desk, Bethany, that looks like a round table that has a sphere of books lining the bottom, but it actually pulls out into drawers. And I feel like this is very on brand for you.
Do you know what I think this is?
Yeah.
I think this is where things that used to be advertised. What was the in-flight magazine that was so awesome?
Oh, like the Connect
Sky Mall.
Sky Mall, yes.
Do you remember? Because you could get like, it was all resin though. You could get a full suit of armor, but it was made of resin. You could get a sumo wrestler table. I remember specifically you could get a bar cart shaped like a globe that you opened up the globe and it was a bar cart, but it was all, it wasn't made out of anything other than plastic or resin.
There are people who like this stuff. I am surprised that anyone would like this stuff. Like, I'm looking basically at a servant pharaoh, an Egyptian servant pharaoh holding something above its head, and what it's holding is a glass top.
Now, it's funny you should bring that specifically one up, because my dad loves Egypt, especially ancient Egypt, and I told my father that if he even thought about getting that, because he was looking at it and making some favorable cooing noises, I said, Father, I will disown you. I'll never see you again.
Okay, if you find yourself on one of these nondescript, sort of shady-looking websites, here is how you navigate it. You have to do a Google image search of the item that you're looking at, because sometimes these websites don't post photos that are really representative of the item, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then also, sometimes they don't give you the actual brand name of the item, because the brand name, like part of the deal is when you have these websites where you sell stuff online, part of the deal is that you can't list the brand name because the brand name doesn't want to be findable at such a steep discount.
Because
like if you're shopping on Marshalls.com ever, sometimes it'll say like click for brand or add to cart for price. Something like that. Like these luxury brands don't want SEO to get the best of them.
Gotcha.
So you have to Google image search. That'll give you the name, like the actual name brand of the item. It'll give you other websites that list the same item and they might have more detailed photos.
Okay.
Read the reviews on other sites.
Yeah.
And then figure out if you do want to purchase from this like shady site that you found it on for much cheaper. But beware that it's not going to be like a regular helpful delivery service where they're like bringing it to your door.
Yeah.
Or a white glove service where they'll walk it into your house and unbox this huge table.
No.
They are leaving it on the sidewalk.
Like they did when I ordered that card catalog and you so sweetly came over and helped me dismantle it.
Yes. Yeah. When you got that thing from eBay and it showed up in a pallet and we didn't even have the right tools. Ooh, remember that cute boy fixing his motorcycle?
Yeah. He came over. He was like, hey, ladies.
Yeah.
He definitely thought we were a couple because we both were like really like sweaty and not wearing much clothing and around each other and comfortable in that way.
And he totally thought we were a couple because I am such a good friend, Bethany. Mm-hmm. Like not a lot of friends would come over and help you get that card catalog up your three flights of stairs.
I was so grateful to you.
I didn't do it for you. I did it for my love of card catalogs. But I bought discount tile like this and they left the pallets on my mom's front lawn when I was 2 hours away. Like they just showed up. They just leave it. They didn't schedule. And they're like, you're supposed to sign. And I'm like, you guys, I'm on the phone with them. Like, you can't just leave this on the front lawn.
No.
Somebody's going to steal it.
What's going to happen?
I'm very lucky that somebody didn't steal our tiles. But like, that's the last time I order from a discount tile place.
So Home Fangs has 3.6 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot.
I mean, I have friends who would rate me less than that in terms of friendship. So I'm going to give Home Fangs the benefit of the doubt.
Let's see what the one star says. This company is unscrupulous at best. says this person, allegedly.
Allegedly.
They advertise a price. They don't honor it. They cancel the order after realizing the price elsewhere has gone up. They claim the manufacturer's out of stock, but it's not the case. Uh-huh. They'll raise the price. Uh-huh. They'll keep it. If you're in a time crunch, they lose you valuable time.
Yeah.
Let's see 5 stars. And then we can definitely move on. But again, I got my teeth in this.
I love this. I mean, any kind of discount website like this, you have to search your product somewhere else.
People love it. It looks like the customer service is great. Speediness is great. They kept you informed. Thanks so much. Thanks for staying in touch. I love my vanity.
I am looking at dressers on this website, and I have to say, they have some pretty cute ones.
That's the thing.
There is some really nice stuff on this website. And I'm not clicking through and looking at the details of this, if it's solid wood or if it's MDF or if it's just like veneer type stuff.
Or if it's resin.
If it's a total suit of armor made out of resin.
Yeah.
But okay, TOV is a good brand. They have a Tav dresser. I have a Tav light fixture hanging in my office in my house that has like all of these like dangly things on it. And Tav I got from Wayfair, and it's a good brand. They have a dresser for $1,200. That seems like a lot for a dresser to me, but it's like one of those bone inlay dressers, you know, like they sell at Anthropology, where it's like tiny little pieces of material all glued together to make a pattern.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
I mean, look, if you're looking, they got stuff for your gazebo, and they have a mousse bottle opener.
Yeah.
So I can't get too mad at them.
But if you get a gazebo delivered, best be known that they're leaving that on the curb, and then you got to have your friends over to help you carry it to the vacuum.
Yeah. Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I learned that acorns are poisonous to people.
What?
So, like, don't be with your friends, drinking around your solo stove in the backyard, getting drunkies, and then, like,
eating acorns?
Yeah, daring each other to take a bite into acorns.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Did you do this?
No, I didn't do it, but there are a lot of acorns in my backyard, and I looked up if I could compost them, and it's best not to compost.
Oh.
Mix acorns with your compost, because there's already stuff in there that it's not good for humans.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah,
good to know.
By the way, have you ever experienced a kamikaze acorn rainstorm?
No. What happened to you? Are you okay?
I was in the backyard of my country home.
Yes, your mom's house.
Yeah, and there's a huge tree in her backyard. It's actually in her neighbor's yard, but it like encompasses like a large section of her yard too. And the wind blew, Bethany. A gust of wind came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, Neil and I were being showered with these like heavy acorns. And I'm telling you, that tree is a couple hundred feet tall. It's like at least 200, 300 feet tall. Like,
you're lucky you didn't die.
A crazy tall tree. And I don't actually have no idea how many hundred feet tall it is.
200 feels a lot.
It feels a lot. Maybe it's like 50 feet. I mean, it's a lot. It's taller than the house.
I mean, how many stories do you feel like it was?
It's 3 stories tall.
It's so like 30 feet.
Okay. Oh, really? Is that what 3 stories is?
I think it's like 10 feet a story.
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess.
I don't really know.
Okay. So let's just go like, let's just embellish a little bit. It's 80 feet.
80 to 85 feet tall.
Acorns coming down from a tree that tall?
Too hot.
Bethany, last week I had bruises on my arms from the kamikaze acorn rainstorm.
Kathleen, you are so brave.
So lucky to be alive.
Yeah, you are blessed.
Oh, anyway, don't eat an acorn. Bethany, what'd you learn this week?
I learned that blue jays can be the size of a sneaker.
What?
So like, I don't know. I've mostly lived in cities. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, blue jays, not the baseball players, but the birds, they're like, I don't know. They've always been the size of your average, I don't know.
Like can of seltzer. Mm-hmm.
We have a blue jay in our backyard the size of a high top sneaker.
You have an alpha jay.
Is that what that is?
No, I just made that
up. What? Oh my God, I believed you. My God. And then my sister was in town. And I was like, look at that blue jay. It's the size of a Nike. And she was like, one of the old air pumps. And I'm like, yes, it is the size of a Nike sneaker. And she was like, yeah, of course.
Well, those country birds, they have to do more scavenging for food than city birds.
But it wasn't fat. It was like long and tall. Kathleen, it was the size of this what is this? How many ounces? 40-ounce water bottle.
Get out of here.
It was as long as this 40-ounce water bottle. Take off a high top if you're at home, gentle listener. Yeah. That was the size of this Blue Jay.
I mean, if you have small feet, like double the size of your high top.
Yeah, disregard.
Yeah, yeah.
Too big for a Blue Jay. I was like stunned.
Bethany, you need to start documenting what you see this Blue Jay doing.
Like using its hands.
Can you get close enough to tag it so you can like figure out where it's flying?
I've been unable to get a picture because the second it feels my eyes on it, it's gone like the wind.
Aren't Blue Jays the ones that are notoriously
assholes?
Yeah, they're nasty.
Yeah.
They're bullies to other birds.
They can afford to be blue.
You know, they're so pretty.
I know, but like in a forest of like browns and greens, they can afford to be blue.
Yeah, because they're big a-holes and they can defend themselves. They're muscly. I bet that they do the bird equivalent of what's that thing that people do in gyms
where P90X?
No, where they lift tires.
Oh, CrossFit. They scream.
CrossFit bird.
Yeah, it's a CrossFit bird. Be careful. It'll take your eggs.
Bethany, where can people find you on social media?
Radio Bethany on Twitter, Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram. What about you, Kathleen?
At Kathleen Loves Color and everything except for Twitter, Cat Loves Color.
And you have a new Podular Cast coming out soon, do you not?
I do have a new Podular Cast coming out, and we're going to drop an episode on this feed pretty soon, but it's called Kathleen Can Do It. Of course, I'll be posting when the first episode is out, but that should be soon. Follow us on Instagram at Kathleen Can Do It.
You can also find this show on social media. Just search An Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Twitter, Acquired Taste.
We have an email address, hello@acquiredtastepodcast.com.
You can also give us a call. We play your voicemails at the end of almost every single episode. Our number is 917-994-0353.
This podcast is edited by Dennis Callow, and you can follow him on social at Dennis, C-A-H-L-O.
Join our Patreon. We have live shows twice a month at our $5 level. We have a book club that Kathleen does an amazing job with.
Oh, thank you.
We also have study buds where we get together once a month and just work together.
Mm-hmm.
Go to patreon.com/acquiredtaste to check out all of that.
Yes. Oh, and we're doing a special Thanksgiving book club, like a book about food and Thanksgiving. So it's a special holiday edition. And all of our dates for November and December and a little bit of January will be posted in the show notes.
Yes, definitely. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. And Taste Buds, this is what you had to say this week.
Hey, ladies, it's Twitch Bud, your last fortune here. You ladies were talking about how each other should cut off a finger and see how you adapt. Well, funnily enough, I'm luckily not firsthand, but personally, I know a very close family member who has done that. He is near my age, so near our ages. He thought about it for quite a long time, like 2+ years. He's not, you know, not crazy. He thought about this for a long time, just kind of wanted to know how it would be like to adapt to some sort of quote unquote disability like that. So he, cut off his ring finger, not right at the hand, but above at like the first knuckle above your hand. So he has a cool little nub that he likes to put finger puppets on. But he did say the hardest thing adapting was typing on a keyboard. His pinky definitely had to type a lot more letters than he noticed. And yes, Bethany is right. Your pinky does do a lot. Actually, like, it's got a lot of strength for how tiny it is. Just thought that was quite funny. Oh, and also, idioms. Also, you don't really think of idioms for being for a sign language, but in American Sign Language, one of my favorite idioms is I translate it to "you gulp like a fish." It means you eat like a fish, meaning you're very gullible. All right, bye.
Hello, ladies and taste buds. Hope everyone is having a wonderful day. Today's Friday. I just wanted to say I had the most interesting morning. And to just say it in a summary, I had to save a duckling from my backyard because my cat like saw the duckling through the glass door and made a noise. And then I saw it in the backyard. Then it got trapped. So ultimately, I spent like an hour trying to figure out how to get this little duckling out. I also don't have a gate in my backyard. So I ended up having to take a piece of my fence off to get it out and then also not get attacked by ducks because the large adult ones were around watching me do what I was doing. And so then I basically just got to listen to the little duckling cry to try to find its family. It stopped, so I'm assuming it's found it now. But yeah, so that's not really how you plan to start your day. But he was really cute.
Hey, Kathleen and Bethany and Dennis. This is Molly. I just caught up on the pod, and there were a few things I related to in recent episodes that I wanted to connect with you on. One of them is, Bethany, I don't think you're being overly negative. I don't think it's too much to ask for people to back up the information they're providing to people. That's how we got ourselves in this whole misinformation mess that's been going on the last few years online. And also, I'm with you on conflict. I'm both appalled by and also very in awe of Kathleen's ability to confront her friends with conflicts. I just talk about it with my husband, you know, behind their backs like a good native Minnesotan does. But speaking of Minnesota and Target, I've been a member of Hey Bullseye for a few years now, and I think I got on there because I started taking surveys on the bottom of receipts, and then that led to more surveys and joining different groups. And I've gotten so many Hey Bullseye products over the years, like electronics and furniture and clothes and food. I don't get quite as many anymore. They've slowed down in recent years, and I think a lot more people have joined. So it's like if you don't pounce on the email offer immediately, you go in and everything's gone. But I try my best to get stuff. And finally, Dennis and Bethany, I know it's weird that I might be tracking the length of your relationship more closely than you are, but I think you've only been together for going on 4 years, because I met you guys at the live show in 2018. And at that point, Bethany did not know or was not with Dennis. And so that would mean you got together probably the next year. So you're approaching 4 years. So yeah, hope it's a happy anniversary when it comes, and hope you're all having a great day. Bye.
Hi, ladies. This is David from Cleveland. I was listening to the latest episode, and I paused it really just to call in right away. Reference to Allegra's story about her birthday and the lack of support she felt from her partner. Really, I mean, she makes a lot of valid points, and I'm a big birthday person, so to not feel celebrated on your birthday, I totally understand and empathize. But I really wanted to point out her perception on the work trip. And I just want to make a couple of points. A lot of people look at work as this finite thing where you get one thing from work, and it's dollars, it's salary. But work is so much more than that. And so I'm just kind of encouraging her to look at that as an earned opportunity that he had, regardless of if it was a perk or an incentive to try to get, you know, him to do business for the hotel group or whoever it was that gifted this sketch. You know, work provides gym memberships. Sometimes work provides tickets to baseball games, or perhaps you get a ticket to Hamilton or something like that, something that you might not be able to access on your own. And you wouldn't think of those things as work experiences. They're perks of the job. So I'm just sharing that so that hopefully Allegra can think a little bit differently about those opportunities should they come up again. Really, he earned it the same way he earns a salary. And that's the best way to look at it. That's all. Thanks, ladies.